What does the Statue of Liberty stand for?
I don't know what.
It can't sit down!
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Find a learning guide with activities, lesson plans, and more for this episode at childrenshour.org. Look for World War II. That was Why Can't We Be Friends by War. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and today on the show, we're taking a step back in time. Over 80 years, in fact. We're learning about World War II today. One of the biggest conflicts in human history, which changed modern humanity forever. World War II started September 1, 1939, when Germany, under the leadership of Adolf Hitler, invaded Poland. It lasted 6 years until September 2, 1945. You'll learn more about World War II today from the research of Miss Teresa Rand Bridges' bilingual fifth grade class at Alvarado Elementary, a public school in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The music we play is either from that era or is about World War II. If you ask experts or historians when or how did World War II start, well, people are still debating that almost 100 years later. But what we all know for sure is that World War II was one of just two periods in history where every continent on the planet was involved in the same conflict, forming two major teams, the Allied power and the Axis powers. Around 56 million people died in World War II. I don't know about you, but that number can be hard for me to wrap my mind around. It's more deaths than any other war in history. And there's a lot to learn about how that tragedy unfolded. Here's Anakin Madrid from Alvarado Elementary.
There were two sides in World War II, the Allied and the Axis powers. The Allied powers were the United States of America, led by Franklin D. Roosevelt, Great Britain led by Winston Churchill, and Soviet Union led by Soviet Premier Joseph Stalin. The Axis powers were Germany, Italy, and Japan. After World War I, Germany had lost, and they did not accept it.
In the 1930s in Germany, a new political party came to power, They called themselves the Nazis, and their vision for the world was harsh and cruel, where society was divided by people's identities. They thought that some people were better than others just because of their religion or hair color or who they loved. A lot of innocent people were persecuted just for who they were. Many families were taken from their homes and placed in concentration camps, including the young Anne Frank.
Anne Frank was born to a Jewish family in Frankfurt, Germany on June 12, 1929. Judaism is a religion that believes in one God. Jewish people follow that religion. Anne's family tried to live a normal life in Frankfurt, but the conditions were getting worse for Jews because Hitler had his distinction between Aryan people and Jewish people, which is false. The Franks later moved to Amsterdam, Netherlands. Anne was only 4 when they moved. In Amsterdam, she lived a normal life with her family. For Anne's 13th birthday, she got a blank diary. The Nazis, a group Hitler led, later invaded Amsterdam. Lots of Jews left from Amsterdam, but the Franks went into hiding. Anne hid with 2 other families, and of course, her family. Their secret house was hidden behind a bookshelf. Anne was only 13 when she went into hiding. Anne wrote in her diary, "My greatest wish is to be a journalist and later on a famous writer." Anne loved to write about the way she felt, especially during the hard months of hiding. One unusual morning, the Franks were discovered. Most of the family got sent to concentration camps. Anne and Margot, Anne's sister, got sent to Bergen-Belsen, a concentration camp in Germany. Sadly, Anne and Margot got very ill with typhus. Margot died, and shortly after, Anne died at the age of 15. Otto Frank, Anne's dad, was the only survivor from the families who lived in the secret annex. Otto returned to the secret annex in hopes that his family would be there. Instead, he found Anne's diary and had it published in 1947. Now it's in bookstores and has been read around the world. Anne did fulfill her dream of being a writer. It's a great book, you should read it.
Oh, will you come when I call you? I'll come when you call me. I'll call you at 1:30. One's for the pretty little baby that's born and gone away. Oh, will you come when I call you? I'll come when you call me. I'll call you at 2:30. 2's for the love of me and you. One's for the pretty little baby that's born and gone away. Oh, will you come when I call you? I'll come when you call me. I'll call you at 3:30. 3's for these warships at sea. 2's for the love of me and you. 1's for the pretty little baby that's born and gone away. Oh, will you come when I call you? I'll come when you call me. I'll call you at 4:30. 4's for the guns of this war. 3's for these warships at sea. 2's for the love of me and you. One's for the pretty little baby that's born and gone away. Oh, will you come when I call you? I'll come when you call me. I'll call you at 5:30. 5's for the warplanes that fly. 4's for the guns of this war. 3's for these warships at sea. 2's for the love of me and you. 1's for the pretty little baby that's born and gone away. You come when I call you. I'll come when you call me. I'll call you at 6:30. 6 for the city's all wrecked.
Five for the warplanes that fly. Four's for the guns of this war. Three's for these warships at sea. Two's for the love of me and you. One's for the pretty little baby that's born, born, born and gone away. Oh, will you come when I call you? I'll come when you call me. I'll call you at 7:30. Seven for the continents blowed up. Six for the cities all wrecked. Five for the warplanes that fly. Four's for the guns of this war. Three's for these warships at sea. Two's for the love of me and you. One's for the pretty little baby that's born, born, born and gone away. Oh, will you come when I call you? I'll come when you call me. I'll call you at 8:30. Eight for my 8 billion graves. Seven for the continents blowed up. Six for the cities all wrecked. Five for the warplanes that fly. Four's for the guns of this war. Three's for these warships at sea. Two's for the love of me and you. One's for the pretty little baby that's born, born, born and gone away. Oh, will you come when I call you? I'll come when you call me. I'll call you at 9:30. Nine for the crippled and blind. Eight for my 8 billion graves. Seven for the continents blowed up. Six for the cities all wrecked. Five for the warplanes that fly. Four's for the guns of this war. Three's for these warships at sea. Two's for the love of me and you. One's for the pretty little baby that's born, born, born and gone away. Oh, will you come when I call you? I'll come when you call me. I'll call you at 10:30. Ten for the atom bomb loose again. Nine for the crippled and blind. Eight for my 8 billion graves. Seven for the continents blowed up. Six for the cities all wrecked. Five for the warplanes that fly. Four's for the guns of this war. Three's for these warships at sea. Two's for the love of me and you. One's for the pretty little baby that's born, born, born and gone away.
That was the Woody Guthrie tune, Come When I Call You, done by the Klezmatics off of Wonder Wheel. We just heard a little bit about Anne Frank's life. She's one of 6 million Jewish people who were murdered by the Nazis. That effort to rid the world of Jewish people is called the Holocaust. And in addition to Jewish people, other groups were targeted too, like people of color, disabled people, and the LGBT communities. That forced a lot of people to try to escape to other countries, like Anne Frank's family, who were helped by strangers. But sometimes finding refuge was more challenging. From the Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C., we have the story of one friendship across the Atlantic Ocean that saved a family's life.
My dear Jane, you cannot imagine how happy I was when I got your letter. It showed me that I really have some real friends who think on me also in bad times.
Marianne Winter, a teenager in Vienna, was writing to her pen pal, Jane Baumberger, who lived in the United States.
I am sure you follow the papers. Facts are that we have to emigrate under every circumstances.
Jews like Marianne and her family were suddenly encountering daily harassment and persecution. Nazi Germany had annexed Marianne's home country earlier that year. The move was overwhelmingly popular with the majority of the Austrian people. Thousands gathered in the streets to welcome the unopposed arrival of Hitler and the German army. While many cheered, Jews were subjected to numerous restrictions on daily life and to public humiliation. In one such incident, Marianne and her mother were stopped in the street and forced to scrub the floor of a barracks. Faced with increasing persecution, the Winter family was desperate to escape. Jane Baumberger lived in Pennsylvania, where her father worked as a builder. Jane had never met Marianne in person. She picked Marianne's name randomly from a list at a campfire girls' meeting. By the time Marianne asked for help getting out of Europe, the pen pals had exchanged letters for 3 years, sharing details about their lives and families.
Now, I ask you, my dear, if it would be possible for you to get a connection with any rich man who would be able to give us an affidavit. Of course, I know that you and your family have not the money to claim for us, but it is sad to say that we have no one in USA.
Fleeing the Nazis and getting into the United States was far from easy. Most immigrants had to get an affidavit of financial support from an American sponsor, plus many different documents. One missing or expired document could mean starting the process all over again. Nearly 140,000 people in Germany and Austria were on the waiting list to receive U.S. visas. Despite these challenges, and although the two families had never met, the Bombergers agreed to sponsor the Winters.
My dear, dearest Jane, you cannot imagine how we felt after having received your letter an hour ago. We could not believe that there are such people who really are so kind and to help us.
In August 1938, their situation became unbearable, and the Winters fled Vienna to live with relatives in Prague, Czechoslovakia. There, the U.S. consulate initially denied their visa application because Joseph Bomberger's affidavit of support listed the Winter family as friends instead of relatives. Fearing the Nazis would invade Czechoslovakia, Marianne's father, Max, wrote to Joseph Bomberger for additional help. Without hesitation, Joseph sent more income statements to prove he could support the Winters financially.
I thank you again and again for everything you are doing just now for us and what you did the whole time.
After reviewing the new documents, the U.S. consulate in Prague finally issued their immigration visas. The Winters set sail from Italy on January 6, 1939, on the SS Conte di Savoia. After a long voyage, they were greeted by Jane and her father upon their arrival in New York City. The family stayed at the Bombergers' home for a brief time before moving to a nearby apartment. Marianne's family sought to help other refugees, but leaving Nazi-occupied territory became increasingly difficult, especially after the war began later that year.
Listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, an educational nonprofit based in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're listener supported at childrenshour.org. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Experience the magic of New Mexico's many holiday traditions at museums and historic sites statewide. More at nmculture.org/traditions. Do you have an old car, boat, or motorcycle that's cluttering your yard? You can turn that unwanted vehicle into Kids Public Radio. Just go to childrenshour.org to learn more.
Hi, I love the Children's Hour because it's fun and you go to all sorts of different places. I'm Yoshi James from Australia.
Take the Children's Hour with you on your road trip. Find us at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts.